Hi, my name is Nicole Durrell. I am 22 years old. Today is Tuesday, February 26, 2019, and I am sitting here with Gabby Weiss on Elon University's campus.
Hi, so tell me a little bit about where you went abroad and when.
So I went abroad to London in the summer of 2017 for like our summer semester, but I'm actually going to be talking about one of the weekend trips I took to Florence. So on our program, we never really had a really long break or anything like that. So a group of friends and I decided that every other week we would be traveling to a new place just to kind of see Europe as much as we could. And one of those weekends we went to Florence, and we picked Florence because to us it was just like a classic experience. Like, oh, like, yeah, like you go to Europe and, you know, Elon has a center in Florence. So we were like, it must be safe. And that's why I really wanted to go there. Plus, I had a mentor on campus who studied abroad there, and she absolutely loved it. And she's like, you have to get there. It's going to be hard to get there, but you're going to love being there. So we took a flight into Pisa. We saw the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and then we took a train to Florence. And we got to see the city. It was beautiful. And on our second day in Florence, I met up with Annalise Jaff, who is one of my coworkers in the Department of Residence Life. We were RAs together in West Second Floor. And it was kind of funny because we weren't actually, I would say, friends before the experience. We were like, yeah, we work together. We're acquaintances. Like, we're in the same building together, and that's pretty much it. But it just so happened that she was babysitting some children. Like, she was, like, their au pair, nanny kind of situation in Italy. And I was like, hey, I'm going to be in Florence on this weekend. Do you want to meet up with me? And she was like, yes, I definitely do. This is going to be great. So we met up there, and I hadn't even known that she had studied abroad in Florence, but she had. So it was great because she had like a lot of the knowledge of the city. She spoke Italian, and it was just so much fun being able to like walk through the streets of Florence. She knew a lot of the history behind the city and the reasons why some of the buildings looked the way they did, and like the significance of all the bridges and everything like that. So it was so great to have almost like a walking tour and somebody that I knew. And she ended up having me hike the Piazza Michelangelo. I'm definitely butchering the name of that. And it was so much fun. It was a really hot day, and I was in like a heeled sandal, but she's like, we're going on a hike. And I'm like, great. Okay, let's do this. And it was like not a challenging hike, but you know, when it's like 95 degrees out, it's just hot. So we made it to the top of the hill, and she was like, okay, don't look at the view until I tell you to. And she like literally had me like close my eyes and like walk forward. And then she like let me look at the view. It was gorgeous. Like, it was so beautiful just to like look over the city and just see the Duomo and every other important building there. It was amazing. And then afterwards she's like, okay, I'm going to take you through like crash course of Florence. And we went and got gnocchi at her like favorite place for that. It was like this adorable little market. It was delicious. She's like, we're going to have wine with it. I'm like, it's noon, what? And she's like, yeah. She's like, we're having wine with our gnocchi. And then she took me to her favorite gelato spot. And it was just so much fun being able to see the city through her eyes as somebody who had studied abroad there and was going back, and just being able to show me somebody that she kind of didn't really know all that well. And it was so much fun just being able to catch up with her and talk about like her life in Italy, my life in London. She's just honestly a person now who inspires me so much. Like, she just lives fearlessly. And I think that that is something I'm so in awe of and have huge respect for. So it was so great just to be able to really get to know her on like a level I hadn't before. And even though she's living in Ecuador now, it's still great. We still talk on Snapchat all the time. And she really is like one of my close friends.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks.